Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf, Shir sponsored by Nishba Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding a Nozer Daf from Dalit. The Gemara tells us that a kever is metame even before the dibur. Kever shelifnei hadibur is metame in negiya, meaning it's not one of the lists that gets tumas oil, like a regular kever of Am Yisrael, but it does have a tuma of tumas mago. Tosfos discusses that this works according to Reb Shimon that says that goyim do not give a tumas oil, they don't have a din of a regular Yisrael, and the tumah is only tumas mago, and that works according to Reb Shimon. So then Tosfos brings that the Gemara Baba Basra says that Rabbi Noah was mitzayin where Maharas Machpela was. He came and put it a sign where Maharas Machpela was, so people should not get tumah with the tumas oil of walking next to Maharas Machpela. So ask Tosfos if a kever before Matan Torah, if a kever of Nadav Yisrael is not metam be'oil, why does Rabbi Noah need to go mitzayin and sign up? Where is Maharas Machpela? It's a kever before Matan Torah. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara in Yevamos explains what's the reason that goyim do not metam in oil, because atem kriim adam vein umas oilum kriim adam. It says that the kever needs to be a kever of adam, and only Am Yisrael called adam, not the goyim. Says the Tosfos says, Adam Arishon is called Adam. And Avraham Avinu is called Adam. He brings the pasuk that says, Ha'odom Agodol Ba'anokim. So because they are called Adam, so that's why they cause tumah, a tumah of a regular kever, tumah soil. Now this Tosfos leads us directly into the discussion, which is brought down in the Parshas Drachim, in the Drusha Rishon, which is, did the Avos HaKedoshim have a din of Yisrael or not? Did Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, are they considered to be Am Yisrael, or they're not considered to be Am Yisrael? Parshat Drachim discusses it in length. It brings many rise to here and to there. And he brings the Ramban Parshas Emor. The Ramban brings Chachmei HaTzarfasim that explain regarding the Mekalil that he did not have a din of Yisrael because it was before Matan Torah. Says the Ramban, no, of course they had a din Yisrael. That once Avraham Avinu had a Bris Milah, they all called Am Yisrael. So says the Parshas Drachim, you see over here it's a machlekes, Chachmei HaTzarfasim and the Ramban. Is other Avos HaKedoshim considered to be Am Yisrael or not? Our Tosfos over here in the Sugya, as the Achronim point out, according to Tosfos over here, Tosfos in Bava Basra, that says a similar thing. Tosfos clearly holds that the Avos HaKedoshim do not have a Din Yisrael. Because if they have a Din Yisrael, they'll be Metar Be'oyim. So Tosfos is the same Shita as the Chachmei HaTzarfasim that's quoted by the Ramban, that they hold that the Avos HaKedoshim do not have a Din Yisrael. But it's something which is hard to understand. You want to tell me that the Avos HaKedoshim have a Din of Goyim? Are we treating them like a regular Bnei Noach? Clearly, through so many Urias, also the Parshas Drachim goes through it, that the Avos already had a different Din. How do we look at it in a simple way? How do we understand the Shita that says that the Avos have a Din that they're not Yisrael? So one way that many of the Achronim bring it, really the Maharal says it, but not in a clear way, but with it's implied from his words, and the one who says it very clearly is Tzodek HaKohen. And they say all the following. The Avos HaKedoshim, they were not Bnei Noach anymore. They were removed from Bnei Noach, but they didn't get yet to Kedushas Yisrael. The full Kedushas Yisrael comes only once Am Yisrael received the Torah. Before that, it's a process. It takes time. The Avos HaKedoshim start the process. They already have, one way that Achronim say it, where they already have the Shem Yisrael, but they don't have Kedushas Yisrael. They already belong to the Jewish nation, and they're not Goyim, but they don't have yet the Kedusha. And going back to our sugyo, the Tumas Oil that comes only from Kedushas Yisrael. They don't have Kedushas Yisrael until you get to Matan Torah. But already the concept of leaving the Goyim and becoming a special nation, that already starts with Avos, that L'chur everybody agrees to. And then just to conclude, the Torah over here tells us that Avraham Avinu was different. Even though maybe the Avos and the Shvatim did not have a din of Kedushas Yisrael, they're not Metam Be'oil, but Avraham Avinu did have. That's the conclusion of the Torah over here. And this Nekudos Mizbar B'Divrei Rabbi Seinu. The Maharal, that he has the famous Shita, that the Avos HaKedoshim did not keep the mitzvahs loisas of the Torah, only the mitzvahs ese, only the dues, says Avraham Avinu is different and he keeps the entire Torah. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen, when he says this idea that the Avos started leaving Bnei Noach but didn't get to Kedushas Yisrael, Says Avraham Avinu, when he was called Eisad HaEzriachi, then he did get the full dishes Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu, who is the Shoirish of Bum Israelis, he does get the full dishes Yisrael, even according to the Shita that holds that before Matan Torah, Am Yisrael did not have the dishes Yisrael. This is something which is unique to Avraham Avinu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to Hotzer Group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.